is Tweedminster at the Liberal Democrat conference speaking to Paul Smith, prospective PPC for Enfield. Paul, how do you become a PPC?
Well, the first thing is obviously to have an interest in politics and to join your local Liberal Democrat party and to get involved with helping them. The next level is normally to go to conference and to find out a little bit about how the party works. And the party is actually very good at explaining the whole process of becoming a PPC in terms of how you get qualified to stand as a prospective parliamentary candidate, and then what the procedure is for actually getting approved by your local party. The training, I have to say, is very good. It used to be a slightly slow, weary process, which put a lot of people off, and the party's done a lot of work to correct that. It's a much more streamlined process. It's very much looking for your strengths and your weaknesses, and you get very good feedback on what those are, which is very important for me as a would-be candidate, but especially the weaknesses, of course. The next step is you then look for an advert for a region you're interested in standing in. Some people like to stand in their own area. That's what I'm hoping to do. Some people go further afield. You reply to the advert, and there's then a panel convened to interview the prospective candidates. Obviously, we hope there's four, five, six would be people wanting to stand in this place. The panel itself has also had training as to how they can interview, how they can find out your strengths and weaknesses, and obviously what questions they see. Obviously, you can't ask you. You know, once upon a time, I have no doubt there would have been people asking, you know, how much money are you going to donate to your campaign? You can't do that. We all appreciate that sort of thing these days. We're obviously looking for a little bit of gender balance as well. The party has quite a good policy on trying to get at least a minimum number of women on every list. So there is a good proactive but not completely biased campaign to bring women on in the party. And I very much appreciate that. I don't like the idea of all women lists, for example, which I know some parties do. After you've got the interview process, you're then put before all of the members of the local party. And normally they will obviously have the choice of multiple candidates. If unfortunately there's only one candidate, they have the choice of both the candidate and RON, which is reopen nominations, if they'd like to see if we can get some more candidates in. There's a vote, the winner wins, and if you're selected, you then become the PPC for that area.
Paul, thank you very much.